Keisuke Honda speaking at his press conference earlier today. And the man who was there that we have on the line right now, Joey Lynch from Daily Football Show. How are you, Joey?
I'm going well, thanks, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're great, Joey. What was the general vibe in the room? An international superstar touching down in Melbourne. Must have been a pretty exciting occasion.
It was. Well, the place was absolutely packed to the rafters. I think it's the most well-populated press conference that I've ever been involved in surrounding an A-League side. There were obviously a very heavy contingent of Japanese media there, lots of television cameras, photographers, and I dare say if that's the sort of media pack that's going to be following Honda around during the A-League season, the Victory might need to add a second press box because I can't see everybody fitting in that small 180 park as at the moment.
Definitely, Joey, definitely. And look, obviously the big news is that he could feature as soon as Tuesday night, I believe, in the FFA Cup. What did Kevin Muscat have to say about it? Was he very not straight to the point, sort of teared around it, didn't give too much away?
Yeah, he was non-committal. He said it's a possibility, of course. He did immediately pour cold water on the prospect of Honda playing tonight against the Bentley Greens in the friendly the Victory have. But there is the possibility it was played. Of course, Kevin Muscat, after the Perth Glory FFA Cup game, did come out and complain about playing at suburban grounds and the injury risk that is to players. He did leave a number of more high-profile Victory players out of that game. So he did say it was a possibility that Honda could play in the FFA Cup, but personally, I can't see it happening just quite yet.
Joey, Keisuke Honda really emphasised the connection he feels with Kevin Muscat and how influential Muscat was in actually persuading him to continue his football career. Those two seem to be pretty tight already.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin Muscat, he has developed a reputation as a player's coach since he took the reins at the Victory, of course, being a former player himself and a former captain of that club, a championship-winning captain of that club. He does really, at this point, live and breathe the Victory. And I wasn't really surprised to hear that it was Kevin Muscat himself that was involved in a lot of selling of the club to Honda, because as Honda did say during that press conference, he's an ambitious man, but Kevin Muscat's an ambitious man as well, and he liked that, and obviously he liked it well enough to sign on the dotted line, extend his club career, and come to the A-League.
Joey, talking about Honda's ambitions, we have heard the big news coming, especially out of Cambodia, about Keisuke Honda's position he's taken up. No one's really sure exactly what he's doing and in what sort of capacity. Was there any mention, any questions asked about his Cambodian sort of ambitions?
Yeah, well, I tried to nail Honda down a few times on that. The first time Kevin Muscat intervened and answered on Keisuke's behalf. And then the second time, I think Keisuke, he's obviously a lot more comfortable answering questions in Japanese, which he also did elaborate on the Cambodian response when it was asked of him by the Japanese press. Basically, from what I can tell, Kevin Muscat was very insistent that Keisuke is a Melbourne Victory player first, that he's a commitments with the Cambodian national side will not affect not even Melbourne Victory games, but even training sessions, Kevin Muscat said during the press conference. And that Keisuke was really concentrating on the Victory, and this was more of a background for the Cambodian gig. I think he's been named general manager to kind of circumnavigate the fact that he doesn't have the requisite coaching badges, and he'll be doing the Cambodian gig for free because the AFC has laws in place about accepting compensation from two different federations. So it was elaborated on when Keisuke was answering a question in Japanese. The translator mentioned that Keisuke will only be traveling to Cambodia once every 2 to 3 months. And I imagine those trips to Cambodia will probably coincide with the A-League's, for the first time, recognised international breaks.
Joey, just on that comment, I've been speaking to Dan Orlowitz today, who we spoke to on this show a couple of nights ago. I know you guys at Daily Football Show have spoken to as well, a Tokyo-based journalist, and he seemed to be of the opinion that the translator wasn't quite translating Honda directly when he said the 2 to 3 months comment. The translation I have from Dan is, it's rare that Cambodia play at the same time as Melbourne Victory, and during those times, my priority would be the Victory. The national team doesn't play every week. It's more like once every couple of months. So he hasn't really clarified as to how often he'll be going over to Cambodia and how much that will actually affect his time at the Victory.
Well, that's I'll have to take your word for it. Obviously, I'm not a Japanese speaker, so yeah. I was relying on the translator services. That is a very interesting point because, in that case, because Cambodia does have an international tournament coming up. I think it's called the Suzuki Cup, which we'll be playing in November. When I was looking at that, Cambodia have been drawn in the group stage, and they believe I have four group games taking place in November, only one of which I believe actually falls within the, two of which fall within the international breaks, one of which is on the last day of that international break. So Cambodia is scheduled to play on November 8, 12, 20, and 24. The A-League is scheduled to break between November 12 and 20, and the Victory themselves are scheduled to play on November 11 and 25. So that is going to raise a number of questions about just if he's needed at that, if he's going to be on the bench for that, how important he will be. It is that he has a presence at those Cambodian games because theoretically, should Cambodia progress from the group stage at the Suzuki Cup and make it all the way to the final, the second leg of that final isn't until December 15. So it could be quite a lengthy campaign for Cambodia if they play well in that tournament.
Joey, just switching our attention to on the field, I believe Kevin Musker didn't give too much away about where Honda's going to be best utilised, but where do you see Honda playing his football? Will he be playing out wide as number 10 or even potentially used as some sort of false nine?
To be honest, I kind of think he's going to play all of those positions at some point during the season. He is of a level of quality that is very rarely seen at an A-League level. His skill and touch on the ball and his ability to affect games from out wide in the middle is probably it's a level that very few players in the A-League have ever reached. So Kevin Musket himself said during the press conferences that the Victory have an attacking mindset, but what Keske's arrival at the club means is that he's got a lot more flexibility going forward. So I kind of seen there might be occasions where as Keske's looking to adjust to playing in 35-degree days down at Skilled Stadium or at Amy Park in January weather that he might get hidden out in certain positions or asked to do less. But there are other times, of course, when maybe Victory are chasing games or really trying to make a statement that he'll be played in a more attacking and more ball-dominant role. So I imagine he'll play a number of roles during the season.
Joey, just in your opinion, is Honda the kind of name who will bring in more attention and bigger crowds to the A-League? I know he will draw a lot of interest from Asia, and we saw that with the packed-out press conference today, but do you think he's a big enough name amongst maybe the casual Australian football fan that people are going to want to come out and see him specifically?
That's probably the million-dollar question when it comes down to it, just how we are to measure what constitutes a success for Keske Honda signing this marquee deal, the Foxtel-funded marquee contract. Of course, as you said, he's going to bring a lot of attention to the A-League from Asian markets. And with the announcements recently that A-League games will be shown on ESPN via their new digital on-demand service, the presence of a name like Honda for the American market. Of course, he did play in the Mexican League last year, so he probably will carry a lot of name recognition amongst the Latino audience in America will be worth its weight in gold. The big question is, will the fans, I guess, at Amy Park and Marvel Stadium come out to see him? We have seen crowds when Japanese sides have visited during the Asian Champions League haven't been best, and those were for more one-off appearances. So it's going to be a very interesting question. Of course, he did play for AC Milan, so there is a connection there with followers of Serie A. Do they come out to try to see Honda? But at the end of the day, I think the biggest question will be, is he performing on the field? Mm. If he's just come along and it's obvious that he's distracted, maybe he's distracted with his charitable gigs and distracted with the Cambodian coaching or general manager or whatever we're calling it, and he's not playing at his best, he probably will not move the needle beyond the initial stages because people will become disillusioned with his presence. But if he comes in and plays the way that he is capable of, he has the chance to really move the needle for the A-League, I think.
Joey, it's a really exciting signing with many fascinating subplots to go along with it. But thank you very much for coming on the show tonight.
No, thanks for having me, boys.
Joey Lynch from Daily Football Show, who was in attendance at Keisuke Honda's first press conference as a Melbourne Victory player.